The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
Our offerings on this last great day of the feast is going to involve, obviously, the collection of a monetary offering. I mean, after all, we certainly understand that there are several places where God makes it plain that we are to appear before Him and we are to appear Him not empty or not empty-handed. And so we understand that. But why? Let's consider why God has commanded us to give an offering. Why God has commanded us to give. What do you think is God's purpose? What was His purpose for ancient Israel giving? Some questions to consider. Does God need our offering? Does God need our money? Did God need the animal sacrifices that the Israelites gave? With that in mind, I'd like you to turn with me to the book of Psalms, Psalm 50. And let's begin reading here in verse 7, Psalm 50 and verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am the Lord, even your God. I will not reprove you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullocks out of your house, nor he-goats out of your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. So God's saying, it already belongs to me. Do I need you to give me anything? It already belongs to me anyway. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? So I think it's pretty clear, just from this one account, that we can see that, no, brethren, God is not after the stuff that He has blessed us with, including the money. Now, I've already said we're going to take up an offering that's going to include the monetary monies. So we understand we're going to give that. But I go back and re-ask the original question. Why does God have us give? What is His purpose? Because God is after us. God wants us. We are the offering. Our whole being is what God desires. To put it about as simple as I know how to put it, He wants us totally. He wants all of us. That's what God wants. The physical stuff that we own, even including that money that we're going to put in that offering envelope that we're going to drop into the basket in here just a few moments from now, that God has given to us, that we have determined that we're going to give back to God. All of that, all of the stuff, including that money that's in those envelopes, are going to be in those envelopes, is a mere token of our spiritual gift to God. You see, brethren, God set us the example. God gave Jesus to us. God gave Jesus for us. You know it, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He thought about giving His Son, but He decided not to. Is that what it says? No. He gave His Son. He gave to Jesus Christ to us and for us. There has never been such a valuable gift as the gift that God gave of Jesus Christ. He is God's investment in us. The great sovereign God can give and give and give more and more and more simply because if He wanted more stuff, all He's got to do is make it. So does he need our stuff, including the money? It's a question to consider, isn't it? It's a question that we need to consider and we need to think about. Because what God really gave was, he gave to us a one-of-a-kind gift. The life of his eternal companion, his son. And another topic, but I do want to just throw this in and make the point, he was not always the son, but he was always there with God. And he gave him up. And yes, and Jesus Christ gave himself up willingly for us. And so both together, they gave this incredible gift that we call the Son of God. He gave for us from the deepest part of his being because Jesus is unique. If you really want to think about it, and you could put it in this way, our Heavenly Father gave us his greatest treasure. There was nothing more valuable. And why did he give this much? Why? Because you see, brethren, God has great plans for us. God intends to make us like himself. And God is the ultimate giver. You see, God intends to give us a never-ending future with him and with our Savior, Jesus Christ, and with those of us who will finally be born into his family. Of course, it is going to require a transition that God is going to direct. And what it requires of us is full cooperation as he shapes and molds us into the image of his Son. So yes, brethren, God is after us. God wants us. And I'll state it again. This monetary offering we put in is mere token of giving what God wants us to give spiritually. Again, I state, God, if he was just after our stuff, he could simply speak the word and create more. Because you see, brethren, once God has us, and I mean fully has us, we will not hold anything back from God. What do you have that you wouldn't give to God if God asked for it? When he fully has us, nothing. There's nothing that we would hold back. Because once he has us, he will automatically get back all the stuff that he has given to us anyway. Question that I think we need to ask is God requiring us that we empty our bank accounts and sell our houses and sell our cars? Of course not. Of course not. No, God expects us to give physical what it is that we are able to give. Because again, what he really wants is our whole hearts. What he really wants is us to be filled with offerings of thankfulness, thanksgiving, and to have our mouths filled with the sacrifices of praise as we seek his salvation. We started here in Psalm 50. And we read through verse 13, but I want to read verse 14 here. It says, offer, first part says, do you think that I need these things? Do I need your stuff? I own it anyway. That's in essence what he says. And in verse 14 he says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay your vows unto the God Most High. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. Then over in Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 in verse 15, Hebrews chapter 13 in verse 15, kind of jumping in the verse there, it says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So brethren, when God called us to repentance, and when we submitted our lives to him, what did we do? Well, we stepped into a watery grave which was symbolic of our physical death. Why? So that God could implant His seed of everlasting life in us. In other words, what did we give? We gave it all. We gave it all. That's what it's symbolic of. We gave it all. We gave symbolically our physical life up that God can give to us what He has in store for us, and that is salvation, and that is that seen through all of the holy days, and of course that extends down through this day to other people who don't even know this yet. So in essence, we could say when we climbed into that watery grave, we wrote God a blank check on our lives. In essence, we promise to do whatever He asks. We promise to go wherever He would lead. We promise to give up whatever He claimed. So, brethren, as we come to the end of this cycle of holy days, I want to give us some points that we can think about, and I put them in the form of, let us do this, and let us do this. And you can put them down in bullets or however you want to do it, but I would like you to think about these. One is, let us recommit ourselves to that agreement that we made with God at baptism. A second one is, let us stir up that gift of the Holy Spirit that we received by the laying on of hands at that time. Number three, let us determine to give to God whatever He puts into our minds and our hearts to give. You see, brethren, on this last great day, let us also consider deeply why God wants us so much. Why does God want us? He wants us because He wants to enjoy us. He wants to be with us. He wants to give us life. Life. And we here at this feast get to experience much of what God plans for us before the rest of humanity even gets to know about it. We get to experience it now. And year after year after year, however many feasts it's been. Some, it's their first feast. And some, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, or whatever it's been. But we get to experience this year by year by year. And yet, brethren, He wants the world, those people also. That's why He has this day. Why? Why is that so? Because He wants to give them life also. A future life of eternity in the kingdom of God, in the family of God. Life and more life abundantly. John 10:10. The devil comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus Christ is speaking those words and He says, but I have come that they might have life. He's talking to people that were alive. So is that what He is referring to? I don't think so. I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. It is a theme that we see carried out this last great day of the feast. It's for everyone. The somewhere around 70 billion people that have ever been created, that have been alive. Most of which are in the graves. Waiting for what? This day. To receive life. And I understand it's not spiritual life at that point in time, but that's the purpose, because when we were called, did we immediately have spiritual life? No. But we're looking forward to it, as they will look forward to it. Let us pray fervently that God will bless our offerings, that God will multiply our offerings. And let us also pray that God will multiply the wonderful work that He is doing in us. And I'm not just limiting that to the corporate structures to whatever it is that we do, the televisions and the radios and the booklets and all. Yes, that's important. I'm not critical of that at all. But I'm talking about more of the work that He's doing within us, and we will pray more fervently that He will multiply those efforts, that we will get it, that we will be more online, exactly what God is wanting of us. And let us also pray that we will give Him what He really wants. What is it that He really wants? He wants our thankful, humble, submitted selves, so He can give us life.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.